On the street, people are living the fear of a civil war because right now the Republican Guards have started a war in the south in Ebyan. I mean, they claim that Al-Qaeda is there, while local Yemenis know that hundreds of civilians died in unnecessary attacks, not to mention Arhab in the north, where the Republican Guards started another war in an attempt to move the tribes from the peaceful revolution into a combat with the army and the Republican Guards. The common Yemeni man or woman fear hunger. They fear the civil war. We have been suffering for 3 months now from the continuous absence of electricity and water and basic services. Right now, I'm speaking to you. I can look at my city from my room's window, and I can't see any light. He has always created division. His policy has been divide and conquer since ever. Divide and conquer according to religion, sex. Divide and conquer according to geography. This is how he managed to rule this very various nation. We all know that the crowds that go out for President Saleh go out only on Friday, which is once a week. You can't compare a crowd that goes out once a week to a crowd that goes out every day and still fights in spite of the casualties. To the right of my house, there is a camp, a Republican Guard camp. The governor, the capital city, Sana'a governor, he paid people to go and sleep in parks, to go out and protest on Friday to say that they are pro-president.